Nina Blackwood's
Absolutely 80s
Spotlight.
Hey, it's Nina Blackwood, and in today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight, Alexander Nevermind leaves his mark next.
Tonight on NBC, it's an all-new The Voice with returning champion Blake Shelton.
Blake has a major eye for talent.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, his most recent champion, Craig Wayne Boyd, debuted at number one on the country charts.
And the only other artist to do that is...
That would be Garth Brooks.
Way to know your country trivia.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And then, after The Voice, it's the return of The Night Shift.
About a doctor who served in Afghanistan,
yep.
And now he's fighting the war at home in a San Antonio hospital, and he's really hot.
Okay, don't miss The Night Shift right after an all-new The Voice, tonight on NBC.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save 50% on the HP OfficeJet Pro 8620.
Offer ends 2/28/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Nina Blackwood's
Absolutely 80s
Spotlight.
Born in Scotland, Sheena Easton grew up wanting to be an actress, but by the time she graduated from the Royal Scottish Academy of Drama, her part-time job had kind of taken off. She'd been moonlighting as a singer in a local lounge, and by 81, she'd released her self-titled debut album and had the number one song, Morning Train, on her resume. Her star rose higher with the theme to the James Bond adventure For Your Eyes Only and the Grammy for Best New Artist. Eventually, she did get back to her acting roots by playing Don Johnson's wife on several episodes of Miami Vice. Here she is with a tune Prince wrote under the pseudonym Alexander Nevermind Sugarwalls on today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight.
Your body's on fire, admit it.